Well, what happened one day was that he took care of the cattle, the animals of his father, and one day two donkeys got lost. They strayed. Shaul went out to search for them together with his servant. He kept pursuing these donkeys, but they were very elusive. He just couldn't catch up to them. It was very strange, because as fast as he moved, he would move at the same speed, keeping that steady distance between himself and them. He would pause, they would pause too. He'd always remain just barely in sight, so he could never catch up to them. And so he kept on traveling, following these donkeys. Days went by. He went through many cities on the same pursuit. And then suddenly he stopped and told his servant, perhaps we should give up this chase, because perhaps my father is worried about me, about my safety. So maybe we should sacrifice these mules, these donkeys, for the sake of getting back to home. It was then that the servant said to him, in this city, I believe, lives the prophet, Prophet Shmuel. Torah says, he said, in this city lives the Chozeh. The Chozeh means the seer. As the Torah says, in those days, the prophet was called seer, meaning that he sees the future. So in this city lives the prophet, the seer. Let us locate him, and perhaps he can tell us where the donkeys are, since he sees all. And the question, of course, how do you approach the Navi, the prophet, to ask him a question of such unimportance? You have to approach him with a request and customarily to bring a gift. So this servant said, I have left just one silver coin. Perhaps that might be enough. That is a custom that is prevalent at all times, to this day too. This day we have ones that are called seers also. The Hasidic rebbes, the heads of dynasties, sects, also are leaders in the sense that their followers consider them seers. They go to them for blessings, for brachos. They go to them for advice, meaning they respect their knowledge of the future. In fact, the word Chozeh, seer, is the gematria, Hashem's name. So Shaul HaMelech, King Shaul, said to his servant, fine, we'll go to this Chozeh and bring him this coin. As we said, it's customary today too, when visiting one of these rebbes, they come with a kvittel. Kvittel means a request and a certain stipulated sum of money, whatever a person can afford, as a matter of respect, to offer a gift for the sake of this advice or for the sake of this blessing.